with it. Oh, glory to God. I want you to really be in prayer. I know that we've had so much going on, and there's just so much that's happening these days. I feel it, and I know there's still challenges that we've got among us. I understand that. But I am really looking forward to this tent meeting coming up. We have 2 weeks, and I want to flood that place down with the gospel. We're going to focus our messages on the lost. But there'll be good basic salvation messages that'll strengthen you too. Sometimes we need to be reminded of where we've come from. And God's been laying some messages on my heart to preach to the lost. And we want to be down there in that neighborhood as well, knocking on some doors during those weeks. And inviting people out to that tent meeting. And I want you to invite people out the first 2 weeks of June. We're going to be down there. And I believe God's going to give us a move. I do.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you what.
Come on, man.
I feel it. I feel it in my spirit. I just feel it. Whew, glory to God. The night doesn't last forever. Oh, hallelujah. God is going to do wonderful and mighty things. And I feel it. I just feel it. And I'm just trusting Him. And how many will commit to me? You'll do some fasting and praying for that to me. If you never heard Ross Jackson's message, you listen to that and you will raise your hand.
Right,
you will do some fasting and praying for that meeting. Amen. And maybe we can set some times as a church that we can do that together. But you need to do it on your own as well. You need to just fast and pray and say, God, give the messages to the men. Let, Lord, us live our lives the way we need to live them, that we can be instruments of conviction. Amen. The Holy Ghost can use us to convict. And I'm going to be preaching a message about that. I was actually kind of going that way this morning, but I feel led to go here a different way, the way the Lord's ordered this service, and to remind us of some things, because Kent Meeting was for this church. And others came, but it was for this church. And we need to remember the things that God has done and spoken to us. And I'd like to just take a moment, if I could. And if I lose my way, maybe someone in here will remember. And now I'm just going to, by the help and grace of God, work off some memory. I try to take those messages very seriously in the heart. And I asked the Lord to speak to me. I prayed for each speaker and asked God to work through those speakers. And He did. And I really just believe that God wanted to tell His church something, and He has. And I don't want us to lose that. So I'm going to take our brother's advice this morning and try to gather up a few fragments from what we had this week. You know, God ministered in this church before we started that camp meeting and really challenged us to love Him more, didn't He? Matter of fact, we spent the Sunday before camp meeting talking about the love of God and that you and I would come to love Jesus Christ. I will tell you that word mentioned in the New Testament alone. Just go through the number of times that love is mentioned. It's a very important principle. Yes, sir. Love and faith. The Bible talks about the breastplate of faith and love. And they're like twins, if you will. Faith and love are twins. They're like two sides of a coin. You can't separate them. It's impossible to believe God and not love Him. It's impossible to love Him and not believe Him. It's just that way. Love and trust go hand in hand. You will not love whom, in that sense, you've got to be able to trust in order to love and to have a mutual love, if you will. There has to be a faith that is part and an aspect of that love. You and I, and our love to God, we love Him because He first loved us. Now, He loved us first, and we responded to that love with a love toward Him. But that is also expressed in our faith, because every man that comes to God must believe He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So we serve Him in faith and love. Faith works by love, the Bible said. Faith works by love. You cannot separate them. You put on the breastplate of faith and love. Faith works by love. And when you you believe God, if you love Him, you'll keep His commandments. And His commandment is love. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I read a little story the other day about a man who was a noted minister. And years ago, a noted minister. And he was just noted for his generosity of spirit, his hospitality, and welcoming people into his home. And there was a particular another minister who really wanted him to test this out and just find out if this man indeed was a man of hospitality. But he was more of a wealthy fellow, this minister, but he disguised himself. He went in and as a poor man, a beggar, disguised himself. He came to the door and said, "You know, can you help me? I need some help, some food, whatever. Can you give me something to eat?" And the minister's wife took him right in, had him sit down, fed him, ministered to him. And then after the meal, as was their normal procedure, the minister's wife, she began to catechize the children. She began to discipline and train them in the scriptures, repeat scriptures with them and things. And she asked the stranger, she said, "Do you know how many commandments there are?" And he said, 11. She laughed at him. She said, "Well, even a child knows that there are only 10 commandments." And the minister listened to her as she continued to strengthen and to discipline her children in the 10 commandments of the Lord. And the minister who was disguised himself was so pleased at the hospitality and yet the heart for God that this woman had. And so he revealed himself to the man of the house and told it. And he went and he stayed for a few days and preached that Sunday morning and took his text from John. I believe it's in chapter 15 or 13. It's repeated a couple of times and he titled it the 11th commandment. God says, you know, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That'll cover the first four. Then he says, love your neighbors yourself. That'll cover the next six. But then there is, in some sense, some call it the 11th commandment. Jesus said, love one another. Yes, he said. That's what he told. He told the church, love them as I have loved you. He didn't say, love your neighbors, I've loved you. He said, love one another. And this is my commandment, he said, that you have loved one toward another. And he said, love one another as I have loved you. So Christians have got to step above to loving God with all the heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. We've got to love each other like Jesus has loved us. Amen. And that's a commandment to us. And some call it the 11th commandment. And I can tell you that that principle of love is all important and it must never, ever leave us. We must also learn to define it from a scriptural basis and not by the world's standard. Oh, that's a message in and of itself. But we came to camp meeting and didn't God move the first night? Glory to God. I tell you, we came ready. We came ready and the Spirit of God moved in this place. And oh, I've never seen such folks shouting and dancing in the power of the Lord. And it's been a little while, I mean, since I've felt such a powerful move of the presence of the Lord. If that didn't get you going, nothing will. And God just answered. And I think that, you know how good God is. We saw some reproof during the week, but He didn't start off with a reproof. He didn't begin with something that was to chastise us, but He began with a blessing. Hallelujah. He began